The five so-called service agencies are tied to higher education, but they are separate budgets from the campuses. They are the Fire Service Training School, the Extension Service, the Forest and Conservation Experiment Station, the Ag Experiment Station, and the Bureau of Mines and Geology. Basically, these employees are the conduit between the research taking place on the campuses and agricultural producers, for example. Dave Kelsey farms and ranches near Moult, a community northwest of Billings. He says the Extension Service is a valuable resource.
In many cases, producers like myself can take a smartphone or an iPad, take it out to the field, take a picture of a disease that you have in a plant or an insect, send those into the Scudder lab, and within a very short period of time, the personnel there at the lab can have a diagnosis as to what we're looking at.
Kelsey adds the agents can also help producers address those pests. Members of the Joint Appropriations Subcommittee on Education also heard from fire chiefs on how they depend on the Fire Service Training School. Manchester Volunteer Fire Department Chief Leonard Lundby says lawmakers in 2007 put into law chiefs are responsible for developing and maintaining their department's training program.
That's a tall order, and I can't do that by myself. I'm not qualified to do that by myself. I rely on the fire school to help me do that. We're asking you to not mandate something like that and then pull a rug out from underneath our feet. We have to have that in order to meet our statutory obligation.
Administrators for both service agencies and their supporters say while they understand Montana is facing a tough budget situation, why, they ask, are they facing a greater budget cut at 16% when their operations are already small? They say to meet that, they'll have to lay off staff and reduce services. Representative Brad Hamlet of Cascade is one member of the committee that heard the testimony.
What I've heard from you, it's very important for us to invest in ourselves, whether it's training or research.
The Democrat says the governor's budget office is responsible for the deep cut. A representative of the governor's budget office agrees the governor made cuts, but adds the legislature made additional cuts. Hamlet says regardless, lawmakers will have to deal with the situation head on.
We have to be surgical about how we do things here. Some programs need to be enhanced, not cut, not kept the same.
So Hamlet urges backers of the service agencies to contact the governor's office, legislators, and write letters to the editor or editorials, as work on the final budget still has weeks of work ahead. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.